Welcome to today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread. Today's reading, titled, When You Can't Go On, was written by Karen Wong. In 2006, my dad was diagnosed with a neurological disease that robbed him of his memory, speech, and control over body movements. He became bedridden in 2011 and continues to be cared for by my mom at home. The beginning of his illness was a dark time. I was fearful. I knew nothing about caring for a sick person, and I was anxious about finances and my mom's health. The words of Lamentations chapter 3, verse 22, helped me get up many mornings when the light was as gray as the state of my heart. Because of the Lord's great love, we are not consumed. The Hebrew word for consumed means to be used up completely or to come to an end. God's great love enables us to go on, to get up to face the day. Our trials may feel overwhelming, but we won't be destroyed by them because God's love is far greater. There are many times I can recount when God has shown His faithful, loving ways to my family. I saw His provision in the kindness of relatives and friends, the wise counsel of doctors, financial provision, and the reminder in our hearts that one day my dad will be whole again in heaven. If you're going through a dark time, don't lose hope. You will not be consumed by what you face. Keep trusting in God's faithful love and provision for you. Today's Our Daily Bread devotional scripture reading is from Lamentations chapter 3, verses 21 through 23. Yet this I call to mind, and therefore I have hope. Because of the Lord's great love, we are not consumed. For His compassions never fail. They are new every morning. Great is Your faithfulness. Let's pray. Father God, help us to keep trusting You through the good and the bad, the seen and the unseen, the present and the future. It's comforting to us to know that You know all things, and we can trust You to walk with us through any trial. Open our eyes so we see Your love and faithfulness in all circumstances. Thank You, Lord. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thanks for listening. I'm Joyce Dinkins, and today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.